Hello, people of the internet. Welcome to Tea for Lunch, a weekly show powered by Arcade.
Each week, we'll serve you the top stories you need to know in entertainment, celebrity, social media, and tech in 15 minutes or less, sometimes 20.
Sometimes 20.
15 minutes or less. You can catch the show live on Instagram on Thursdays so far, but next week, starting next week, it's going to be live on Wednesdays at about 12 p.m. Mountain Time or on all podcast providers and YouTube on Fridays. We're your hosts this week, Mike and
Mitzi, back on the mic. It's funny to hear you do that intro because normally that's what I do.
I know, we switched it. Someone switched it. It wasn't me.
I'm cool with it. It's fun to kind of watch you do it. But it's, we're moving our live to Wednesdays. If you're one of the 10 people who join us live, do that on Wednesdays.
More continue like to 13. Be
there. We love you to those 13 people. Yeah. We really appreciate the
Old
support.
Faithful.
And then
before we get any farther, though, we got to acknowledge our beautiful new iPad cases.
Aren't they stunning to the people of YouTube?
Shout out to Casetify.
Yes.
We're manifesting a partnership.
We got these custom, like, branded iPad cases, and I am obsessed with them.
They almost didn't print them.
Yes.
Because they told us there's a copyright issue. And then I think after we shared some more information, they realized it was our logo that we were trying
to
print.
I told them from the beginning that this is my logo that I'd like to print, but they were on behalf of the logo of Arcade trying to protect me from printing them because I had to prove that I own the logo. Wow. So, I mean, whatever. But we got there.
We got them.
But I'm very happy about it.
Yeah. We got a few different color options. There's another one too, right?
Yeah.
Just so we can like cycle them through, get some variety.
Mm-hmm. I want to brand all my cases.
Yeah. And for a long time, we were just using a laptop on the table, but now we got these cool high-tech.
Actually, at the beginning, we used to print the notes.
That's true.
We were just a classic news desk. We were serious newscasters.
Yeah.
And then we're like, this is not so serious.
Embrace the tech movement.
We don't have any paper in the office.
Well, yeah, we had an old dusty brother printer for a while, and then it ran out of ink and then just like stopped working. And so instead of buying a new printer, we were just like, let's go with the iPads.
Good old trusty brother.
Yeah.
Exactly. But yeah, we're happy to be here. We were away in Hawaii last week, as you can tell by my gorgeous tan, which I haven't been able to show off until today because it's been so cold. And I feel like my personality's completely changed now that I'm a tanned woman.
Wow. I don't know.
How do you feel?
You seem pretty consistent. Well, I came back tanned, but I think it might be gone already.
You still have a bit of a glow.
I really had to capitalize on those first 3 days back and get some compliments. And then now I just feel like I'm back to my normal complexion.
Your so, beautiful complexion.
Summer can't come soon enough.
I know. It's so exciting. Besides that,
the Met Gala happened, I guess.
The Met Gala happened, which honestly, we were going to have it as a story, but we just don't have much to say about it. Wasn't that interesting from my perspective?
Yeah, I think we would have just kind of said the same thing we said last year, which was like, who needs this? Who asked for this?
I'm not going that hard into that. Like, it's fun to watch. But I think for me, the lack of excitement was because...
Is it fun to watch?
Yeah, it's so fun to watch. Like, I love seeing how celebrities show up, who shows up. But to me, this year, we're missing, like, some key, like, A-listers. Like, Rihanna wasn't there. Beyonce wasn't there. Like, and, you know, Zendaya was there and she did an amazing job. But it just wasn't that, like, exciting.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and there was like barely any athletes either. I mean, Serena Williams was there.
Yeah, and it just seems a little bit like out of touch. Like, it's invite only. Tickets are $75,000. Like,
oh, tickets are $75,000 if you don't get an invitation. So if you're just like a layperson,
right?
But most people there are like invited.
Yeah, like no one's trying to do that right now.
No, I know.
It's expensive to live.
It was tone deaf last year too.
Yeah,
but I think that's just what it is. I think it's fun to watch in general. I just didn't think it was that exciting this year.
I'm going to have some Met Gala stands coming for me, but it's just whatever at this point.
Cool.
Should we get into the sip?
Okay, one thing I did want to say about the Met Gala. So Cardi B, she had a huge, beautiful dress, and she's coming under fire right now because she was asked on the red carpet who designed her dress, and it's like literally a dress that was like held up by like 10 people. It was huge. And she was like, I don't know, some Asian designer, which is like, she should have, one, known the name, but also not describe that designer in that way. So she's coming under fire, which is interesting. And I feel like Cardi B is someone who just like can handle a lot of public criticism and doesn't really care. But I feel it's an evolving story that I'm watching.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't need to talk anymore about the Met Gala. Before we get into the sip, I do want to shout out our producer, Harrison.
Yeah.
It's his birthday literally today.
Happy birthday. It's such an honor that you choose to be with us on your birthday.
Of course, it's fun.
I know you work here, but like, it's also like you don't have to work today. So it's so nice. Thanks for being here.
What a guy.
Yeah.
Should we get into the sip?
Let's do it.
All right. So we got the sip. It's our weekly rundown of the top stories happening in social media. Meta is incentivizing creators to post on Threads by offering up to $5,000 for posts that get more than 10,000 views in the app.
Honestly, I would do that. I've been hating on Threads.
I feel like
Threads.
It's not that hard to get 10,000 views.
You should do it.
Maybe there just aren't that many people active.
Hmm.
I don't know.
You should try, like seriously try hard to do this.
Okay. Meta also launched new AI features for advertisers, including an AI tool that will predict which organic content will perform best if used in paid campaigns.
Don't tell our clients that.
Improvements to Remind Me ads and more. Instagram also shared recently that their algorithm now favors original content to prioritize original and emerging creators. And this is a whole thing because there's a lot of kind of like aggregator type accounts, especially like meme accounts, for example, that have historically had fantastic engagement and reach around humorous content. And I'm sure there's other use cases as well. But it's just going to change the landscape for sure. And they're also prioritizing smaller creators in general and trying to get them more reach, which has been a bit of ruffled the feathers of some of the big creators that have invested a lot of time and effort and resources into building a huge following on the platform.
Right.
And now they're feeling kind of slighted.
Yep. It's a balance.
Some would say that it's maybe a bit of a power play from Meta, less truly about prioritizing small creators and more about taking power away from some of the big ones.
I think it's more about getting original content on Instagram. Like they're trying to just like keep people on the platform, keep people like being creative, using the platform, trying stuff. Like if everyone's just reposting the same people's videos, like it just doesn't have the same kind of like network impact.
Yeah. I'm not bothered by it. I think just some of those larger creators that are used to getting a lot of reach and engagement are a little bit annoyed.
Yeah.
Finally, Amazon, Apple, and Oracle are rumored to be some of the potential TikTok buyers if ByteDance is forced to sell. But that kind of brings us into the first story.
Yeah, let's talk about it. So for our first main story, the topic is the TikTok ban. Yes, there is some emerging news happening there. TikTok is suing the U.S. government, saying the ban violates the First Amendment. So it's actually similar to what happened in Montana when the state tried to ban the app. And TikTok is saying that Congress has enacted a law that subjects a single platform to a permanent nationwide ban. The suit calls the law an unprecedented violation of the First Amendment, which is freedom of speech, if you're not familiar. And TikTok hopes to stop the government from enforcing the bill that has passed last month that would force the app to sell from its Chinese owner, which is ByteDance, or have it banned. So, I mean, no one's surprised that this is the next move. Everyone has been expecting that a suit would happen. I think the main thing is that this is a strategy to extend the timeline of it getting banned. And I don't see like any stoppage to this. I feel like it's going to be fought in court for a long, long time and probably privately settled like on the side somehow. This is just interesting. It's going to be an evolving story for a long time.
Yeah.
I think
you nailed it.
I think that at some point the government will need to disclose classified information about how TikTok is actually a security threat to the country. And until they do, they won't back down.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll worry about it a few years from now.
Yeah.
For now, you can still use TikTok.
Yeah.
Next up, the Tom Brady roast was released on Netflix this past weekend and the tea was hot. We actually just watched it last night.
Yeah, and it was so fun to watch it.
It was. It was hosted by Kevin Hart, who is always funny.
I don't know about always.
And featured a panel of roasters, mainly comedians, but also some of Tom Brady's past teammates and coaches and people from his world. Some of the comedians included Jeff Ross, Nikki Glaser, Andrew Schultz, Tony Hinchcliffe, and more. There were also several Brady's legendary former Patriots teammates like Drew Bledsoe, Julian Edelman, and Randy Moss. I felt like Drew Bledsoe was super boring, but some of the rest of it was absolutely hilarious.
You know, I do like have, I, it was it was heartwarming to see them try to do stand-up comedy, which is a very hard thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, obviously the jokes were written for them.
Yeah.
And but they're just like athletes. They're not professional comedians. And this, like, I just did feel so much for them. I thought I was impressed.
You felt so much
for them? Yeah, I was impressed that they were on the stage. They were game to try. They also had shots fired at them. Like,
yeah.
It's not for everyone to get roasted.
Yeah, Gronk took it hard.
Oh,
beat him up.
I loved watching Gronk because all the jokes that were aimed at him were about his, like, intelligence or, like, lack thereof.
Yeah.
And he, like, wasn't quite in on the joke, and his reactions were so funny. Like, they would, like, their comedian would be, like, telling a joke about Gronk, and, like, and he just, like, you could tell he didn't get it. And then there's, like, a very simple joke about Gronk, and then he laughed, and it was so funny because he just, like, amplified the joke even more. And then every time someone would make a joke about another player, he'd be like, like, it was just so satisfying to watch his reactions.
Good facial expressions, yeah. For sure. Will Ferrell and Ben Affleck were also there, but essentially no subject was off limits, despite one moment where Brady did stand up and warn Jeff Ross in his earbud so all of us could hear not to touch on a certain subject regarding New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft.
Yeah, I'm unfamiliar with that subject, but it was interesting to watch. Also, Kim Kardashian was there, and we didn't include that in notes, but I think she did a really good job. She was also booed, which I don't understand. Like, why do sports people care if Kim Kardashian's there? Like, why is it that offensive? Anyways.
Because what does she have to do with the Patriots? And she's not a comedian.
But so does, like, what's Will Ferrell have to do with it?
He's a comedian and it's a roast.
Well, I guess. But I think she did a really good job and she was very brave. I think she has actually good comedic timing. She was booed. And then I think Netflix actually, like, edited the boo out in the special. No, they did.
Oh, okay, they did.
I'm telling you.
How do you know that?
Because there's, like, if you Google it, there's, like, a million stories about it.
I see. Yeah, I mean, Kim was there. That's cool.
I thought she did a good job. I liked her jokes. I think she can make fun of herself, make fun of her family. Like, I feel like it was good.
Yeah, I thought overall it was a really solid program. I was prepared to, like, I wanted to watch it because I like football and I like Tom Brady. But I don't laugh very easily. It's even at, like, comedy movies, especially these days, I feel like we don't have a lot of great new comedies. But man, I was killing myself at some parts.
I haven't seen you laugh that hard in so long. I think that's what, it was so fun for me to watch it with you because you were dying. Like, it was like a good mix of, like, just general comedy, but, like, insider football comedy. So I was happy for you.
It was a good combination for me for sure.
It also made me kind of want, I would love to learn how to write, like, a sketch. Like, or like a, what's it called when comedians go up there? A monologue.
Yeah. Like stand up.
Yeah, stand up. Yeah. Like, I think it'd be fun to do that. What if we took a
That'd
class?
That'd be a good exercise because it's like one thing to be able to make a few good jokes consecutively, but to be able to, like, hold an audience for whether it's, like, 30 or 40 or 60 minutes, that's impressive.
Totally. And then, like, the time in between the jokes and letting people have, like, space to laugh and, like, making fun of yourself, like, it's such a cool art. So I think it's something I'd want to explore.
And the ability to adapt slightly out of your plan to, like, incorporate the audience or react to, like, people's reactions or things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks hard, but it also looks fun.
Take us into our last story.
All right. Burger King has shocked us again with a campaign that absolutely nobody asked for. The campaign features several bald and balding people stating that there are many kinds of bald heads. They then talk about the type of bald that is uniquely special to the people at Burger King, and they called it the bald through. So they claim that if you show your bald through at a neighboring Burger King, you'll get a Whopper on them to celebrate that unique patch of baldness on your head.
I just have one question. What was the brief for this?
No, it's so weird. Like, it's like, I don't know. It's just cringy. You should go watch the ad if you haven't seen it. But basically, they're celebrating that baldness where it's like, what's it called? The widowing, or like the, where it's like a receding hairline that happens on the side, but not in the front. But then you also have that bald patch right at the top of your head. So, like, they're saying it's like a bald through because it's going on one end.
Yeah, it's like the entry and then the order window and then the exit.
Like, nobody needs this.
Yeah, who asked for this?
Nobody.
One thing that I felt was funny as I was watching it, though, is like one of the things that actually increases hair loss is poor diet. So it just felt like such an odd combination. And just kind of like this, like,
maybe that's catch 22. Why they did it then.
Why they're like trying to subliminally say that Burger King is a bad diet.
Yeah, it's like the tobacco companies when they all like bribed the doctors to say that it was like not bad for you.
What I think is there's like some data scientist somewhere deep in the Burger King marketing department that was like, hey, I have this weird like demographic statistic for us. We have a normally high rate of older balding men that order Whoppers at Burger King.
It must be. Yeah, you know, that's got to
like,
be.
There's got to be something in there somewhere that they're like, we got to make a commercial for those guys.
Yeah. Also, Burger King really comes out with so many campaigns a year. Like, they must have so much money. Like, more money than McDonald's.
Of course they do. No.
Well, like, how do they have so many campaigns for so many, like, random things?
Their CMO must just like so many random things.
Or they just get work done for cheaper.
Or they just don't have a direction and they just wing it. Just a bunch of ad hoc ideas.
Sounds fun.
This was definitely an ad hoc idea.
Yeah, it's definitely a test.
Yeah.
Well, that was fun. Thanks for being with us and watching. Now that we've wet your palate,
go eat something more substantial.
Cheers.
Salud.